Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
An article this week by Seaborn Larson describes an effort by a group calling itself Montanans for Fair and Impartial Judges to place an initiative before voters that would prohibit future attempts by legislators to introduce elections by political party into Montana's judicial election process. This is a response to a failed attempt in the recent legislative session to force judicial candidates, at least at the Supreme Court level, to register by political party. The bill was part of a broader effort to reform the judiciary that included roughly 28 individual bills. The effort was born out of the frustration felt by conservatives that liberal activist judges are hiding behind the veil of nonpartisan judicial impartiality to act as a backstop for the Democrat Party. Conservatives argue that judicial impartiality, especially at the Montana Supreme Court, is an illusion that sounds good in theory but bears no resemblance to reality. With huge Republican majorities in both houses and a total sweep by Republicans in every other statewide and congressional race, the courts are the last set of cards available to be played by liberals, and they're using it effectively. Republicans argue that the courts are stacked with liberals because voters have no idea who they're voting for. They argue that the easiest and cleanest way to help voters cast informed votes is to have judicial candidates declare a party affiliation, at least at the Supreme Court level. We may still have a majority of liberal judges in places like Helena and Missoula, but at least the Supreme Court would reflect the demographics of the state as a whole. Currently, about half the states in the U.S. elect their judges, and the other half appoints their judges, similar to the way that judges are appointed at the federal level. Of those states that elect their judges, roughly two-thirds use nonpartisan elections, and the remaining third run with a party affiliation. One of the great frustrations for our government affairs team coming out of this year's legislative session was the lack of judicial reform. We work incredibly hard to pass solid conservative social legislation that's supported by the vast majority of Montanans, only to have it nullified by liberal judges with a political agenda. A quick look at the votes shows that the effort to reform Montana's judiciary failed in large part because of a small number of liberal Republicans joined by every single Democrat in the House and Senate to kill those bills. This despite the fact that Governor Gianforte strongly endorsed judicial reform in his State of the Union address. And as further evidence that liberals are circling the wagons around the courts, we have simply to look at those sponsoring the ballot initiative. The treasurer of Montanans for Fair and Impartial Judges is none other than Ted Dick, the former executive director of the Montana Democratic Party. The big takeaway in all of this is the fact that nothing will change unless voters are given enough information to cast informed votes. In fact, the U.S. Supreme Court, in the case of Minnesota v. White, said those voting for judicial candidates have not just the right, but also the responsibility to cast an informed vote. 2 weeks ago, a federal judge in Texas struck down a Biden administration executive order that allowed men into women's restrooms and locker rooms. The same issue is likely headed to the Montana Supreme Court, where we expect a very different outcome. Unfortunately, nothing will change until the illusion of judicial impartiality is dispelled by serious judicial reform. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.